like I said, you know, I kind of lost that dream of becoming an astronaut, but I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and I think because of that, I probably wasn't studying as hard as I should have, and which really caused me to work a lot harder later in life. So that was unfortunate at the time, because a little, you know, the more work you put in high school, the easier your life is going to be later in life. And I would say my favorite subject is probably science. I really enjoyed science back in high school. Over. Hi, Carolina. I've actually majored in business, which is kind of a rare major for an astronaut. Most astronauts have technical degrees. Like I said, I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I entered college, but I did end up getting a master's degree in aeronautical science and another one in aerospace engineering, so that in graduate school. So I did end up getting the requirements that were necessary to become an astronaut. Over. Hi, Elizabeth. Yes, there's six of us on board the International Space Station right now, and we do not train always together, but, you know, we have a lot of different training over the course of our preparation for the mission that is together, and we train for each individual mission for 2.5 years, and so over the course of that 2.5 years, we're training in the United States, in Russia, in Europe, in Japan, many other places, and together with our crewmates, a lot of that we do together. Over. Hi, Maria. Well, there's actually not too many irritating things about being in space. Most of it's really fun. But if I had to pick one, I'd say losing something. So, you know, if you let go of something, then it usually floats away. Or if you set something down on a desk, let's say, and you think it's going to stay there, it doesn't. It floats away, and it's very, very difficult to find something once it floats away. And you might be looking for an hour and then realize it was right in front of your face. Because when you lose something on the Earth, you know, you always look on the surfaces, on the floor, on a table, you know, for where it is. But in space, it could be anywhere, so it's very difficult to find. Over. Well, Caitlin, the human body is an amazing thing, and it adapts really fast to any environment that it's in. And a lot of these, that's a good thing, but some of those adaptations are not good. Like, for instance, the body realizes it doesn't need a skeleton anymore, and so you start losing calcium and your bones start getting weaker. So your muscles get weaker, the shape of your eye changes, so your vision changes. So we've got a lot of different things that we do to counteract that, like exercise. We exercise about 2 hours a day to counteract the effects of being in a weightless environment on the effect on our bones and muscles, etc. Over. Joseph, I don't think I could answer that. It would take me about 3 hours to describe all the awesome experiences. You know, spacewalking, of course, you know, going outside space was awesome. The launch, both on the shuttle and the launch on the Russian Soyuz spacecraft, was amazing. Looking back at our unbelievably beautiful Earth and seeing places where you've been or where you know people you know, you have friends and loved ones are at, really neat. Seeing just yesterday I saw a shooting star go below me because, that, you know, that's where the atmosphere is. So as these meteorites pass through the atmosphere, we see them below us, or, you know, seeing sunrises and sunsets every 45 minutes from space is just amazing. So there's too many things to name. So hi, Cheyenne. We, you know, all the organizations that are involved in flying people in space make it as absolutely as safe as it possibly can be. But we do have, you know, a number of things that are somewhat risky. You know, launching, you know, leaving the Earth and getting to space and then getting back to Earth, you know, requires an awful lot of energy and something that could be a little bit dangerous.